Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to read the first 8 verses. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, Let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. The evening and the morning were the second day." I don't want to confuse you, but my goal is to help you not to be confused. But I'll need you to listen carefully. I want you to see what God has to say about something very, very interesting. There are actually 5 heavens mentioned in the Bible. I want you to see that what these 5 heavens are and what God has to say about them in Scripture. Remember, God is the creator of everything. So what he says over what man thinks, or science, or so-called science today, is more important. You need to understand, until 1859, when Darwin published his evil evolution doctrine, everyone knew that God created all. If you look in our Constitution, it talks about the Creator, who has given us certain unalienable rights. In America, not until the 1930s under FDR did our government begin to rewrite and reprogram our children to this vile, filthy doctrine of evolution. It wasn't strongly taught until the 1950s. No wonder the 1950s was the beginning of rock and roll music, and the 60s was a generation of sexual perversion and rebellion. Let me try to help you and explain it with God's words this way. I'm going to start in order. It's not necessarily anything that's important which order we do it, but I'm going to start from Genesis and work my way through. The first heaven is Earth's atmosphere. This is about 300 miles thick. And it's that which holds our gravity and comprises the atmosphere to Earth. 80% of our atmosphere is in the first 10 miles from ground up. That's the only place where life is sustainable. The word firmament is the same word as the arch of the sky. This is the heaven where the clouds are and the rain is formed and all the gases needed for our bodies and for the plants to grow and things are. And it is that which encompasses the circle of the earth. This could be why man's view of heaven is only clouds and bright skies. God made our atmosphere on the second day of creation, Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Number 2, the second heaven is the space, or the galaxies. Psalm 8, verses 1 through 3, Psalm 19, 1, Psalm 33, 6. God spoke the heavens into existence by the word of his mouth. By the way, many of the stars and the constellations, we still call them by the names that God gave them. Talks about Pleiades and Orion and others in Scripture. God named these constellations, and they have not changed since creation, Job 9:9 and Amos 5:8. Even scientists call space, things in space, heavenly bodies. So we have Earth's atmosphere, then we have space. The next heaven was a place called Abraham's bosom, or paradise. That's found in Luke 23:43, 2 Corinthians 12:4, Luke 16:22. That was in the heart of the earth. It was kind of the holding place of heaven for those in the Old Testament. It was a place where on one side was heaven or paradise and the other side was hell. This is where the captivity was held until Jesus came and paid the sin debt in full. In the Old Testament, people did not go directly to the heaven that you and I went to go to. They went to a place that was in the heart of the earth. By the way, when Jesus resurrected, he set captivity free, and those Old Testament saints went with him to heaven. That's why he holds the keys to death and hell. This is not a place today. Jesus cared for it at the resurrection. It's not purgatory. It was a holding place because Jesus had not put the final payment on eternity in heaven for man. Number four, the fourth heaven, is where God is right now. It's called the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, verses 3 and 19. Matthew 8, 11. Matthew 16, 19. It's called the kingdom of God. That's John 3, 3 and 5. Acts chapter 1, verse number 3. It's also called the third heaven, 2 Corinthians 12:2. Notice it says the third heaven. You say, why the third heaven? Because you had Earth's atmosphere, you had space, and then you have heaven where God is. This is the heaven of eternity past, where Satan was cast out of. Isaiah chapter 14, Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. This is where all the saved who have died since the resurrection have gone. My mama is there. She died 3.5-4 years ago. Brother Hiles is there. I have seen thousands of people that I know die and go to a place called heaven, and I will see them there one day. Number five, there's also a place called the new heaven. That's not been completed yet. That's found in Revelation chapter 21 and Revelation chapter 22. This is the eternal heaven of the future. Say, what do you mean? It's called the new heaven and the new earth. Why? Well, there was sin in the old heaven. Lucifer sinned. And because of that sin, sin brings death. There are sinners in heaven right now. Elijah and Enoch are there. It is a place where sinners can abide, but it's not a place that will last forever. So God will remake heaven, and he will remake the earth, and there will be a new heaven. This is an entire study in and of itself, but just understand, this is what we call heaven now, but it's actually the heaven of the future. I want you to understand there are five different heavens. Don't be confused. Don't let it bother you, but let's understand them. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages, or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.